CO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Two people are dead and multiple injured, including a state trooper, in shootings in Kentucky. It began at an airport in Lexington, then moved to a Baptist church. CBS's Jerika Duncan hears from the police chief.
Four women were shot, two killed by a gunman who opened fire inside a Baptist church. The suspect was shot and killed by police.
The suspect fired his weapon at individuals on church property. Preliminary information indicates that the suspect may have had a connection to the individuals at the church.
Earlier at a traffic stop, the suspect shot a state trooper. That trooper is reportedly in stable condition.
A setback in Texas. Another weekend of heavy rains and flooding means bodies still not recovered from last weekend's flooding still are not found. The search was suspended because of just how dangerous it is there today. Our Karen Waugh is in Kerrville, Texas.
Central Texas is hunkering down. A slow-moving storm dumped more than half a foot of rain in parts of the region in the last 24 hours, washing out roads and pushing swollen rivers past their banks.
We'll probably end up not being able to do anything today and just try to get back at it in the morning.
Ahead of the assassination attempt 1 year ago on President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania, a Senate report just released finds that the Secret Service denied or left unfulfilled at least 10 requests from Trump's detail for additional resources. More from CBS's Jake Rosen.
The report accuses then-Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle of, quote, falsely testifying to Congress that no Secret Service assets were denied for the Butler, Pennsylvania rally. Cheadle resigned nearly a year ago after testifying before Congress. In response to the report, the former Secret Service director said in a statement that while she agrees mistakes were made, that day was a perfect storm of events.
The two-time defending champion at Wimbledon is defeated. Reporter Catherine Arms is following.
Jannik Sinner, the first Italian to nab a singles title at Wimbledon, has beaten two-time defending champion Carlos Alcaraz. Though good friends off the court, each showed steely determination, but Sinner's prowess on the baseline brought his win home. Spain's Alcaraz accepted his defeat with his usual charm and promised he would be back next year. They cheered for each other and their supporting teams when the match ended.
Superman soared to $122 million in U.S. ticket sales.
You'd let me interview you as Superman.
Let's do it, Cronkite.
Superman.
It makes it the third biggest box office opening weekend of this year after Lilo and Stitch and a Minecraft movie. Worldwide, it brings sales to $217 million. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Brewers sweep the Nationals. I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers beat the Nationals 8-1. Jackson Churio with a three-run homer in the eighth, followed by a solo home run shot back-to-back from Bryce Tarang. Freddie Peralta went 6 2/3 innings, allowing just one run. He's now 11-4 for the season. The crew heads into the All-Star break with a seven-game winning streak. They're 56-40, one game behind the first-place Cubs, who beat the Yankees to take that series 2-1 in the Bronx. Brewers right fielder Sal Frelick went after a foul ball in today's game, made a sliding catch, but may have suffered a hamstring injury in his left leg. Manager Pat Murphy says he'll undergo an MRI. The All-Star game is Tuesday. The Brewers' Trevor McGill and rookie Jacob Mizorowski will represent the crew. The baseball draft getting underway tonight. The Brewers with a 20th overall pick. NBA, the Bucks reportedly will sign guard Cole Anthony, who's receiving a buyout from the Memphis Grizzlies. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the low 60s. Mostly sunny, upper 80s on your Monday. The heat index pushes over 90. For Monday night, mostly clear, a low around 68. Sunshine, upper 80s on your Tuesday. Some showers and thunderstorms by Tuesday night.
Currently, 78 degrees.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we go beyond the cheese with the Canine Convoy based in Oconto. We're talking Dog Bus. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Trump is again trying to have it both ways on agricultural workers. He says they're working on, quote, a temporary pass where the farmer can have a little control as opposed to you walk in and take everybody away. He's describing feudalism, where the people who work the land are more under direct control of the land owners rather than the rule of law. He wants the vassals. He wants the lords. He wants the peasants.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenoff, coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Free Ticket Fridays underway. The word you want to text in over the next hour, you have until 11 o'clock via the Civic Media app only. In order to pick up a 4-pack of club-level tickets for this Sunday's game, as the Brewers host the Nationals, text in the word SCORE, S-C-O-R-E. This hour's word is SCORE, S-C-O-R-E. Text that in until 11 o'clock, and you could pick up those tickets for this Sunday's game.
Every week I try to enter, and you say I can't because I work here. Yes. And then Dan comes on the show and tries to, and you say the same thing.
Exactly.
So I have a possible workaround. What if I text from Dan's phone and he texts from my phone?
No.
But
you work for the company. Can't win tickets.
I will win.
Even Bridget couldn't win. I'm sorry.
Then why did I get married?
I
figured she'd just be winning radio contests our entire marriage, and I would free vacations and silverware and things of that nature.
For those of you not employed by Civic Media, text in the word SCORE. S-C-O-R-E. SCORE is the word. You have until 11 o'clock. Tom Hartman will have a different word for you from 11 to 2 than Todd Alba, who's up north at the fair.
Yes.
I listened yesterday. It was great. From 2 to 4. And then the fabulous Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6. Free Ticket Fridays underway here on Civic Media. Dan Schaefer is here, Civic Media's political editor and the creator of the Recombobulation Area, breaking down all of the news. Because, again, the news cycle works so quickly now. Things get bumped off the page sometimes in 5 minutes.
That was
breaking news. It's no longer there.
That's why I'm not the breaking news guy. I'm the recombobulation guy.
Take some time.
After the fact. We got to process this. We got to make sense of everything.
Break things down a little bit into digestible sections.
That's right. And I was just quickly on the Brewers. I was looking up to see if Sunday's game was a start from the Miz, because I'm obsessed with the Miz.
Really?
I'm organizing to try to watch every start now.
Of his. Mizorowski.
Because it's just been so electric to watch him. But Sunday is a Freddie Peralta start. So not, you know, you still get an all-star pitcher on the mound.
He's still great.
And Sunday is going to be a beautiful day to be out of the ballpark. It really is.
Absolutely.
It's going to be gorgeous.
Yeah.
So we were going to look ahead a little bit to next year, 2026.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, obviously, I've had my say a little bit on the governor.
I think I've read something about that.
Whether I think you should run for a third term. I am opposed to running for a third term. But the, you know, there's been some news on the other side of the aisle for who might be running in 2026 against Tony Evers or against whoever the Democratic candidate might be. So we've known that for a while now that Washington County Executive Josh Shulman has gotten into the mix.
Right? Mm-hmm.
That campaign is going so well that there's rumors that like Eric Hovde and Tim Michaels and whoever else might jump back in. So really not exactly
so it's an open
huge
field
vote
still.
Of confidence for what's going on with Mr. Shulman's campaign.
Interesting.
Bill Berrien is the guy who announced this week. Mm-hmm. So he made a big announcement, had a big splashy video. Had got a bunch of headlines with this. I think the super PAC that he launched had raised more than $1 million. So you've got a lot going on with Bill Berrien. So he's got his rollout video, he talks about it's very Trumpy. So he really tries to talk about, I think one of the lines was, I want to go shake up Madison the way Trump's shaking up D.C. or
is
something
he gonna
like that.
Is he going to find the deep state in Madison?
I'm an outsider. I'm a businessman.
Drain the lakes.
Drain Mendota.
But I think that does speak to what is going to ultimately be the main factor in the Republican primary for governor this year is a Trump endorsement. Right. We saw this 4 years ago when he endorsed Tim Michaels and Tim Michaels ended up winning. We saw this in the 8th congressional district.
He won the nomination, you mean?
Not winning the primary.
Oh, yeah,
primary.
Yeah.
The primary.
I was like, wait, what did I miss?
Winning the primary in the 8th congressional district. Trump endorses Tony Weed. Tony Weed is able to win that primary. Mm. So I think whether it's Bill Berrien, whether it's Josh Shulman, whether Tom Tiffany jumps into the mix, whether we get the rerun of a Tim Michaels or an Eric Hovde candidacy running for governor again, the main factor in who's going to win this is who Trump endorses. And so I think that is what really these primaries really are, because even though Berrien in particular does not have like a particularly Trumpy background.
Yeah.
He donated $30,000 to Nikki Haley's campaign during the last election. So I think he's really trying to really try to let people know, hey, I do love Trump. This is who I am and who I've always been. Never a break in the Trump support. But I think that's going to be the key thing in the primary. And I mean, maybe Bill Berrien wins. Maybe, you know, and it. He could get the Trump endorsement. Who knows? But I think that is going to be really the key factor to watch in the Republican primary.
See, and I fully expect, and I hope I'll probably be wrong, I fully expect Eric Hovde to give another shot.
You think he'll get?
Yes. He is still stung that he got beat and never conceded. And I think he is annoyed by that.
Yeah.
And it's he should have it.
Yeah, he thought
he's a rich kid from, was born in Wisconsin, and I want it, and I think I should have it.
Like the Bobby Newport Parks and Recreation.
Give it to me.
I deserve it. I do.
There's a whole host of things about this that sets off a ton of questions. First of all, I feel like Wisconsinites should be suspect of anybody who can just write a check for $30,000 to a campaign.
Mm.
To mm-hmm. me, that gives a level of wealth that makes you maybe not the most in touch with people.
As far as saying I'm just like you.
Yeah, I love Wisconsin. I'm a regular guy. I write big checks that, could pay for schooling for kids, for loser candidates who don't make it. But the question I have is, now I know that the ultimate goal at this point right now, unless something catastrophic happens as far as the popularity for Trump, is you want to get his endorsement, yes. But is running with Trumpian language going to help at this point, especially in Wisconsin, where with the April 1 election, we saw not a dramatic shift, but a noticeable shift to the left in the voting? Does it do better for him to say, here is my platform, which has Trumpian policies therein, or mask them, rather than trying to sound like just another MAGA talking point? And also, Trump's endorsement really doesn't mean jack.
Well, it hasn't worked for everybody.
Worked in Wisconsin.
Well, and I can think of a bunch of candidates around the country too that he endorsed that got beat.
But it works in the primary.
Yes,
true.
You're right.
That's true.
And the thing is, that will show another point though. So he can get as Trumpian as he would like during the primaries. But in Wisconsin, I feel like in this climate right now, he will have to move to the center just a little bit, because I don't think that rhetoric will work against if Tony Evers announces and he's the guy. I don't think that kind of rhetoric works against Tony Evers. I don't think it works against any Democrat. I think they have to sound a little more of the people. And that doesn't mean that their policies have to be good for people. It just means that the way they present themselves has to be palatable and digestible and say, oh, I like this Bill Berrien guy. You know, he's a Republican. He's a good, you know, and he's a businessman. He's a Navy SEAL. He has no apparent, from what I see, no political experience, but that's world we live in.
He's an outsider.
Well, but, right. Yes, exactly.
But I think in light of everything that's happened in the past couple of years with Wisconsin, that I don't think a Trumpian candidate fares well after the primary.
Dan Schaefer is here, Civic Media's political editor and the creator of the Recombobulation Area, talking about looking ahead to 2026, the lay of the land here in Wisconsin, and who could be jumping into the gubernatorial race.
Now, the other candidate I'm looking at here is, I wonder what Tom Tiffany is going to do, because I think, you know, he has not been a particularly strong fundraiser, and I think that is works to his disadvantage. Now, on the other hand, we have Brian Stile in the first congressional district, very strong fundraiser. I think could be a really competitive candidate if he were to run statewide for governor.
I don't think
he's going to do that this time, though. I think he's running for re-election in for Congress.
But I agree with you. Brian Stile would be a pretty strong candidate. I don't understand. Tom Tiffany's got the greatest gig in the world.
Yeah.
Why on earth would you give that up? Do you have to work much? I mean, seriously, does anybody have high expectations for what Tom Tiffany's going to bring to the table? I don't think so. He's got his big mansion in northern Wisconsin. He wants to log the Apostle Islands. You know, why would you give all that up and then actually be in a position where people can criticize your actions or inactions?
You think he'd be better off if he stays in his, what, like 60-65% red
Absolutely.
Seat in northern Wisconsin?
And cozy and safe and life is good.
Yeah.
I mean, this doesn't mean he won't run. People run all the time for various reasons. But I think that he has not created enough fanfare for himself through various news stories, and I mean,
what's he gonna bring and say I did this?
He's gonna be hit immediate with you voted for the big bill for billionaires, right. And he has to defend that vote, and people are, I mean, that's gonna be hard for him. I mean,
it's a really unpopular bill.
Yeah,
look, I have my picture standing next to the Blotnick Bridge. Look,
And that's another thing, that you voted against the infrastructure repair bill, and you are taking credit for money that you didn't want to come into the state. You did not vote for money for our state.
Yeah.
So yeah, does Tom Tiffany run? I don't know. Does he win anything? No, I just don't think he does.
Well, and here's the thing that I think is part of this dynamic too. And it is that if we're talking about Josh Shulman and Bill Berrien and Tom Tiffany as the potential candidates for the Republicans, if you take Tony Evers out of the equation, if he decides not to run again, I think the Democratic bench is much stronger than that group that we just talked about with the Republicans. Mm-hmm. I think we'd be talking about Josh Call, who has won two statewide races. We'd be talking about Sarah Godlewski, Sarah Rodriguez, David Crowley, Ben Wickler. There's a pretty strong bench for Democrats, and I think would be more formidable as, you know, just if you're looking at just those two groups
right.
for who might win. If you're just like saying, OK, Tony Evers not running, I'm, you know, handicapping this for Republicans versus Democrats, I would put Democrats as the favorite on balance. Even without Evers.
I'm just going to say Josh Call is a mistake.
Josh Call
he's not going to win. I just don't think he'll win.
You win two statewide races, you end up on the list at least.
Yeah.
But I think the whole not going after the fake electors, and I think there are other things that people feel like Josh
Call. But Republicans can't hit him with that. They can't hit him with that.
Right. But for Democrats, I think there are people who expected Wisconsin's attorney general to be more aggressive than he has been, and I think there's disappointment there.
100%.
Yeah, and I think the other thing, too, is I'd be really happy if there was a really strong Democratic candidate who didn't come from either Madison or the machine of Madison or Milwaukee, because that immediately gets you tagged with so many different things. I would love to see David Crowley make a run for it, but... You know, like you said, the bench would be deep, and it would be interesting to watch. But the Republicans right now, it's just a lot of like, oh, really?
Come on, Eric Hovde. Come on back. Our super PAC, we got nothing else. Super PAC is ready to go with new ads. Should you decide to jump into the gubernatorial race here in Wisconsin,
we'll have
ready.
To grow the mustache again.
Oh, it'll be so much fun.
Get back in the lake, baby.
Come on, let's drain Lake Mendota. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. We continue recombobulating with Dan Schaefer. Stay with us on this Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the big high school sports show.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The big Brewer bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. The Todd Albaugh Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Mock, Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Also, leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Don't forget, Free Ticket Fridays is underway. Grab your phone, open up the Civic Media app, pick your station, and text in the word SCORE, S-C-O-R-E. SCORE is the word until 11 o'clock. You are in the running for a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets for this Sunday as they host the Washington Nationals. Text in the word SCORE, S-C-O-R-E. You'll have a new word after 11 o'clock with Tom Hartman, and then another with Todd from 2 to 4 and Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6. But right now, the word to text in so you're in the running for those tickets is SCORE, S-C-O-R-E, and good luck. He is Civic Media's political editor and the creator of the Recombobulation Area, Dan Schaefer, in studio with us. And let's talk a little bit about Wisconsin Senior Senator Ron Johnson is disturbed.
He's almost as concerned as Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins.
He's not comfortable.
No. Ron Johnson made a lot of noise these past few months, hasn't he? About the big, beautiful bill, his opposition to it.
Yeah.
Did you at any point throughout all of the noise that he was making for months about this bill, did you at any point think he would vote against it?
No.
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 Never.
Never. Ever. Never, ever, ever.
Did you think he would?
No.
No,
no,
I don't think
not.
I don't think there was any serious person.
It's completely performative, of them.
Yeah, he did this hour and a half thing at the Milwaukee Press Club. He did this, all of these different things. He talked about these meetings that he was having with Trump, and he's just like, oh, we have to reduce the deficit. We have to do, all of these different things. And, he voted for it. there's a good piece in a nonprofit publication called Notice, which is really good, N-O-T-U-S, talking about how after the bill was signed, there were dozens of journalists flocking to Ron Johnson's office to get his reaction to the bill that they had passed that he was railing against for months and months and months and months. And only finding that he's like, well, President Trump has given us commitments that he's going to, continue to reduce the size of government. He's going to do this. But, this is like the rare bill that both cuts government and increases the deficit. Like, really great job, guys, doing the worst of both worlds there. But I think there was another quote that NBC News reporter had talking about interviewing Johnson about his reaction to this as well. And this just is just like this Republican math that he exemplifies. So Sahil Kapoor, who's a great reporter, covers Congress for NBC News, says, and I'm going to just quote right from his tweet here. Senator Ron Johnson, who raised hell in opposition to a mega bill that increases the deficit, voted for one that increases the deficit by $3.3 trillion.
Lots of money.
Asked why, he tells me, firstly, that if you set aside the $4.5 trillion tax cut in the bill, we did actually reduce the deficit.
Wait. Stop. If you set aside the $3 trillion we added, then everything is ducky?
If you set aside the $4.5 trillion tax cut in the bill, we actually did reduce the deficit.
I know that's how I budget.
Yeah.
When I'm working on my monthly household budget.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly how I do the budget. I don't count the biggest chunk. I don't count my mortgage. And that way I'm coming out ahead every month.
Yeah. If you don't count the cop's ice cream that I had last night, I actually lost weight.
Exactly.
I knew it.
That makes no sense.
But that is the way they've been doing it for a long time now. I feel like we're in the second year. He's only been in office for 6 months. But when the stock market tanked and there were questions about the GDP going down and the economy slowing down, they said they were going to take GDP out of it so they could say, oh, see, there's growth. They're going to always rewrite the rules.
They're going to remath.
Elon Musk is trying to rewrite knowledge because they don't want to face history. This is what they do every time. Anytime there is a firm and steady and visible failure in front of them, they're like, well, if you don't count this thing, the thing that counts for 40 to 50 to 60% of whatever they're talking about, we're great.
Yeah, we're good.
But when you asked the question earlier, Dan, about whether or not I thought he was going to vote for it, the reason why I immediately said yes was for two reasons. One, it's Ron Johnson. He's spineless. Mm-hmm. He's uncomfy, but he's spineless. But two, this is exactly what he did in 2017, too. He hemmed and he hawed, and he wasn't doing it for the people. He was doing it for his buddies.
Right, but in that instance, he got what he wanted.
Right.
Holding out paid him off. He got that pass-through that he mm-hmm. wanted for his kids' business and Diane Hendricks and those folks. In this instance, what he got was a promise that they're going to look at reducing the deficit down the road.
Yeah, there was an amendment that he and Florida Senator Rick Scott had introduced together that was basically gutting Medicaid expansion. That didn't make it to the House, thankfully, but it was something that passed in the Senate and that Ron Johnson was like, okay, now I can get on board with this bill. But, you know, of course, it didn't pass the House. And then he eventually is in favor of it as well.
He was always going to fold.
He was always going to fold. Always. He was always going to fold. And then that's why I think it's not a story, really, that, like, you know, I think there's some of these national publications that heard from Johnson, state publications that are covering this from Johnson. It's just like everyone expected this the whole time.
I was just going to say, I don't think he cared about taking down the deficit. I don't think he cares about it at all.
No.
He held out because he wanted to get the tax breaks. And then he got the tax breaks and he got to say, I tried. It's all a cover. He got what he wanted both times, which is more money for him and his buddies. He doesn't care about you or me.
Dan Schaefer is here from the recombobulation area. When we return, we will lighten it up with a little audio sorbet. Drunk online shopping.
You've done it.
You have done it. I've done it.
I've done it.
Pretty much everybody has done it. Something, your doorbell rings. Oh, I forgot I ordered that. That's coming up. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us.
Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. Two women were killed in a shooting at a Kentucky church in a shooting spree that began after a state trooper was shot and wounded. Lexington Police Chief Lawrence Weathers says the suspect carjacked a vehicle after a traffic stop near Lexington's airport and fled to Richmond Road Baptist Church.
Lexington police officers were dispatched for a shooting involving a Kentucky state trooper on Terminal Drive. The trooper had pulled over a vehicle on Terminal Drive after receiving a license plate reader alert in the area of Versailles Road. The trooper was shot and the suspect fled.
CBS's Karen Hua is covering those deadly floods in Texas and says due to heavy rains, the search was suspended today.
In hard-hit Kerr County, search and recovery efforts were suspended because of the weather threat.
In the past hour alone, we've gotten three emergency alerts.
A historic lodge on the Grand Canyon's north rim has been destroyed by a wildfire. The visitor center and the gas station are also gone. CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
The Brewers sweep the Nationals. I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers beat the Nationals 8-1. Jackson Churio with a three-run homer in the eighth, followed by a solo home run shot back-to-back from Bryce Terang. Freddie Peralta went 6 2/3 innings, allowing just one run. He's now 11-4 for the season. The crew heads into the All-Star break with a seven-game winning streak. They're 56-40, one game behind the first-place Cubs, who beat the Yankees to take that series 2-1 in the Bronx. Brewers right fielder Sal Frelick went after a foul ball in today's game, made a sliding catch, but may have suffered a hamstring injury in his left leg. Manager Pat Murphy says he'll undergo an MRI. The All-Star game is Tuesday. The Brewers' Trevor McGill and rookie Jacob Mizorowski will represent the crew. The baseball draft getting underway tonight. The Brewers with the 20th overall pick. NBA, the Bucks reportedly will sign guard Cole Anthony, who's receiving a buyout from the Memphis Grizzlies. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you thought it was hard to cancel a streaming subscription before, brace yourselves, because it's about to get even more difficult. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the Federal Trade Commission's click-to-cancel option has been struck down by a federal appeals court. The FTC has tried to make it equally as easy to cancel a subscription as it is to sign up, so expect much more frustration. The whole issue started with Amazon, which was accused of tricking customers into signing up for Prime, then making it extremely difficult to cancel. I guess we know how Bezos paid for that wedding. Here's a Hollywood beat just for me. I hope you like it too. The show Bosch is coming back by way of another spinoff. Ballard will drop on Amazon Prime like Bosch and Bosch Legacy did previously, both of which are now kaput. Maggie Q will play Renee Ballard. Titus Welliver will return as Harry Bosch, who will assist Ballard with cold cases from time to time. All 10 episodes of Ballard dropped a couple days ago and are available on Prime. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the low 60s. Mostly sunny, upper 80s on your Monday. The heat index pushes over 90. For Monday night, mostly clear, a low around 68. Sunshine, upper 80s on your Tuesday. Some showers and thunderstorms by Tuesday night.
Currently, 78 degrees.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Trump is again trying to have it both ways on agricultural workers. He says they're working on, quote, a temporary pass where the farmer can have a little control as opposed to you walk in and take everybody away. He's describing feudalism, where the people who work the land are more under direct control of the land owners rather than the rule of law. He wants the vassals. He wants the lords. He wants the peasants.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The big brutal bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right. in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be back from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in the world headquarters of Madison, taking a look at the weekend headlines and looking ahead to our next road trip with Jane Matinere. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning and welcome back to Matinere on Air. Jane Matinere, Greg Bach, the board lord, coming to you from our studio at a steamy radio park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Don't forget, we are in the midst of our free ticket Friday, so you have until 11 o'clock via the Civic Media app. Only to text in the word SCORE, S-C-O-R-E, SCORE, and you'll be in the running for a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets for this Sunday's game as the Crew host the Nationals. So text in the word SCORE, S-C-O-R-E. By the way, the Crew playing tonight against the Nationals. Our broadcast starts at 6:35. Listen to the game on terrestrial radio, WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, here in Racine, Kenosha on WRJN, WCQM in Park Falls, and WBZH in Hayward. The Brewers hosting the Nationals. Our broadcast starts today at 6:35.
And I know for a fact we were giving away tickets for tonight's game. So if you want tickets with us because of the contest,
Take pictures.
Text them in through the Civic Media app. We'd love to see what you've been up to. We'd love to see the seats. They're cushy, comfy, wonderful. So, yeah, let us know.
Great
love
foul ball territory for those
wonderful
seats
foul
too.
Ball
yeah.
territory.
Yeah, it is good.
Yes, indeed, yep, indeed.
Absolutely. Dan Schaefer is here. We've been doing a bunch of recombobulating right now, though. It is the final half hour of the program.
What does that mean?
It means it's time for Audio Sorbet, Greg Bach, where we take a little breath to get away from the news and talk about sillier things. I think we've all done this. I know I've done this. What did you buy online after you've had a couple drinks? 855-752-4842. No judgment. This is a judgment-free zone. 855-75-CIVIC. Drinking while online shopping. What did you end up ordering? And then a couple days later, the doorbell rings like, oh, my God, I did order that, didn't I? I thought it was a dream. I thought I was dreaming. 855-752-4842, our audio sorbet for today. Drunk online shopping. Who wants to go first,
Dan,
and confess?
Why are you looking at me to go first here?
You are our guest, and that's just being okay.
polite.
Okay. Yes. Well, so I'm not really a big online shopper when I've been drinking. I would say the app that I would go to if I am spending some money, it would be like DoorDash. It would
be it's like a food?
That's ordering, like, okay, ordering chicken wings and falling asleep before they get there.
Did that really happen?
That has happened, yeah.
Yes. Oh. I gotta have chicken wings and I gotta have them right now.
Oh, God.
And did the doorbell wake you up?
No.
You never heard him? Did he just leave him?
Yeah.
Oh, that is so funny.
Did you eat him?
No.
Okay.
No. Did not eat chicken wings because I'm sitting in my porch all morning.
I would have been like, yeah. Well, I can just put those in the oven, right? That'll kill the bacteria, and I'm really hungry right
There's
now.
There's no ants on it.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's chicken wings. It's not like they're real anyways. All right. If we're going to take that for – yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I am the type of person who, when I would drink – and I'm not talking even about getting drunk, honestly.
You're kind of a cheap date.
I am, especially now. I have one alcohol a week at this point. It's a Bloody Mary on Saturday mornings at Church and Market, shout out to Kenosha. And that's my thing, that we do that, and that's all I do. But even that little Bloody Mary, I'm like, sometimes it's a little strong, and I'm like, I need a water. I need to sit for a little bit. I just need to take it in and relax. But I will have like half a beer. I'd be like, you guys want to get pizza? Like four of them? I mean, there's four of us here. Let's just get our own pizza. So yeah, I understand that.
I can be a prolific drunk eater.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Taco Bell has known my wrath.
Anything else?
Well, I mean, I have two very particular drinking and purchasing stories. I'll go with the first one.
Do tell, Greg Box.
Yes, everyone.
I was in Washington, D.C. many moons ago at a conference that was for my job, and I went to a party, and the party was an open bar, and I may have been quite overserved that night. I still have no recollection of how I got from the party to my hotel room.
Oh, that's never good.
All I know is two things happened. One, I missed my flight.
Ooh.
Yeah, I missed my flight. And two, I looked at my email and I saw there was an order for the complete Monty Python box set that I had purchased somewhere between the hours of 12:30 and 3:30. So not a purchase I regret. I still have it to this day. I love the fact that I got it, but that is definitely on the low scale of what I had done. The top of the scale, if you want, unless you want to share first.
Well, just as a reminder, this is Audio Sorbet. We are talking about things we have purchased when we perhaps had a couple too many. 855-752-4842.
I bet the listeners here got some good stuff.
Oh, yeah. I think so, too. Yeah. Share your drunk online shopping stories at 855-75-CIVIC. I had a couple glasses of wine, 2 to 9, and I was checking my points on my credit card, and so I had all these reward points. And it's like, I'm going to go look at what rewards are available.
I've earned this.
I have 970,000 points, and I think I should use them. And so I ordered an entire new set of dishes, which we did not need. It's a 12-piece set of dishes. And using my points, but still, like a week later, the doorbell rings and this huge, heavy box shows up, and I'm like, I don't even know what that is.
Honey, what did you order?
Paul? No, I have a come to dinner.
We can
have lots of people.
You have dishes specifically made for dinner parties.
No, it's just, yeah, I didn't. We have dishes. We have lots and lots of dishes now. So we're covered with dishes.
So we've got to join forces here, Jane. I'm the one ordering the food.
There
you
have
the dishes.
We got the dishes and the utensils. You're so set, man.
Yeah, there we go.
And that's another thing I love, too, is the whole points thing. Every credit card has points nowadays, and they make you feel like, oh, I've got so many points, I can get a free flight. I'm like, do you know how much money you had to spend to get, like, all of the, like, I have 1,000 points. You had to spend, like, $40,000 to get those points. Like, it's not free. Okay, I'm sorry.
I should send my dishes back? Is that what you're saying?
Finance corner with Greg Bach.
Oh, I can talk about
new
this for
addition to the Matt and Aaron Air lineup. This should be a thing followed by Greg Bach's finance corner.
Greg shames your purchases on Civic Media.
What have you purchased online after you've had a couple cocktails? We're talking about drunken online shopping at 855-752-4842. You can text us. You can also leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter.
Kurt is listening in Waukesha, texted in, never play games on your phones that require money just so you can get next tokens. $29.99 for quote free game. Yeesh. Yeah, I have a game that I am currently addicted to. I mean, it is kind of bad.
What's it called?
It's a, okay. So it's called
There's No Shame.
No, it's not. It's the name of the game is. It sounds really creepy. It's not. It's a kid's game. It's called All in Whole.
Okay. I think I've seen that.
Yeah, it's a very addictive game. You can get, and they're always trying to sell you stuff. And it is, in all the years I've had a smartphone, it is the closest I've ever come to paying for something on a game. But I haven't yet. But still, yeah, you get those ads in there.
You get half a Bloody Mary, you're going to be
tokens for everyone.
Drunken online shopping is today's audio sorbet. 855-752-4842. Jim from Brookfield. Late at night, half asleep, I order my wife earrings. I thought being the shape of Wisconsin, they would be good for the state fair. When they showed up a few days later, they were the state of Iowa. My wife was not happy. Jim from Brookfield.
I'm going to put that into it was the thought that counts side of it.
Honey.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Kelvin, do you have any stories that you can share? I know that you've said before that you're not a big drinker either, but you know.
We've all had those moments.
We've had moments.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big drinker, and I kind of have impulse control when it comes to shopping as it is. So, yeah, I mean, I've bought books, video games that I played one time, mobile game things that are unnecessary, all sorts of stuff to waste money on.
Right?
Yeah.
But at the moment, it's like, that's like my dishes. I need these.
Yeah. We're entertaining people. We need to entertain.
Hey, we might have 400 people over for dinner.
Well, really, when you think about it, you bought a
12-piece
set. How much is your current? So now it's not like it's like you're celebrating a gala.
Well, right. We could have 40 people in our house. I don't have any place for them to sit, but I got the dishes.
Yeah, it's fancy
you
dishes.
Need a dish. Sit. I got the dish.
You gotta sit on the floor.
Drunken online shopping, 855-752-4842. No judgment zone. Text it in, call it in. We would love to know that we are not alone. That we're
we
not
listen and we don't judge. Isn't that like a thing?
Judgment.
Yeah. Mike from Green Bay, listening to WGBW, said this. I booked a trip to the Netherlands on a Viking cruise, which, by the way, sounds very interesting.
It does.
Let's just say my wife was not overjoyed. However, the trip is great. I thought that was pretty good until State Senator Chris Elfheim texted in a flamethrower to kill weeds.
I gotta have that.
Oh, that's amazing.
State Senator Chris Elfheim believes in more power.
Take that, Thistles. I'll
hey,
show
Buckthorn,
you.
I'll see you in hell. I think that one might be my
that
favorite.
That could the be winner. The winner.
Because I feel like more people would buy flames. Like, just yeah. Go on.
I was just going to 855-752-4842. We got a couple minutes left of audio survey if you would like to share with us. No judgment. No judgment. Drunk online purchases. What was yours?
I will tell you the most, not shameful, the one that made me go, oh, dude, I have a problem. One night at home watching movies, I've turned on a documentary about Frank Zappa. And Frank Zappa, if you're familiar, he played a very unique guitar. He played one kind of guitar generally, which was the Gibson SG. Mm-hmm. And I decided to go on eBay and I bought one. Oh. And let's just say that Gibson SGs are not what they call cheap.
No.
They are.
It's a nice guitar.
They're nice guitars. They start around, a U.S. made model starts around $800. Oh. And I did not buy the starter model.
Of course not.
And it came, and it wasn't that I remember doing it. It's that thing, though, when you woke up and the first thing I thought, like, oh, no. And I bought it on, this wasn't Amazon. This wasn't a music store. This was eBay. That purchase was done.
It's done. Yeah, you can't go back and change your mind.
Showed up, and I was like, oh, this is a reminder to maybe just go to bed earlier.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Stay offline. Yeah. Chris Elfheim, the winner. Yeah. By far. We love that.
You can't beat a flamethrower.
The flamethrower. Kill the weeds. That's fantastic. Coming up, we will wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the Blueberry Hill Edition. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
as Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped four seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. The Todd Albaugh Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app, The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The big Brewer bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals. So I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach and Sweet Calby on the board coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. You got 7 minutes left to grab the Civic Media app on your phone. Open that up and text in the word SCORE, S-C-O-R-E. Text in the word SCORE. You're in the running for a four-pack of club-level tickets to see the Brewers host the Nationals this Sunday. Going to be a beautiful day for baseball. It really is. And the Brewers kind of looking good right now. So text in the word SCORE, S-C-O-R-E. Tom Hartman will have a new word for you from 11 to 2. Todd Albaugh 2 to 4, and then Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6. It is Free Ticket Fridays here on Civic Media. Also, she is watching on the live stream. Happy birthday, Sister Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Calvin, say happy birthday to my Sister Kathy.
Happy birthday, Kathy.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Kathy.
She made us do that.
Coming up on the show on Monday, I am very excited. Beyond the Cheese.
Yeah.
We're going Beyond the Cheese with the Canine Convoy. Mm-hmm. Out of Oconto, Wisconsin, And this young woman decided to start her own business, and she has a dog bus.
Yes.
It's the greatest thing in the world.
Please go to Facebook right now. And if you don't have Facebook, sign up for Facebook right now and look at some of the cutest puppers on a bus. Puppers on a bus.
Pups on a bus.
Oh.
So it's the Canine Convoy, and she opened up her own kind of doggy daycare business. And so we're going to talk about that for Beyond the Cheese, where we highlight businesses outside of the dairy industry. If you have a business or a business owner you think would be good for this, let us know. You can always contact us at janesays@civicmedia.us. JaneSays. JaneSays@civicmedia.us. 10:55, Calvin. It's getting late, and it is time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. This from UPI. Our hero, Ben Hooper, with the byline, and the headline reads, Blueberry spill causes literal traffic jam.
Hey-o!
In British Columbia, police in British Columbia said there was a traffic jam. It's in quotations. When a pickup truck lost its load of freshly picked blueberries, the white Ford pickup truck stopped at an intersection. When the vehicle started moving again just a few minutes later, several crates of blueberries just fell right off the back into the middle of the road. Some blueberry crates went crashing down onto the roadway, thousands of blueberries spilling it across the highway, creating a sticky mess for vehicles that drove over the fruit. Local officers were called to the juicy incident.
Oh my God.
I'm just reporting it, and used a shovel to push the blueberries out of the way. They say perhaps the team could have teamed up with a local farmer's market to feature some new offerings like jackknife jelly, pothole preserves, or the ever popular traffic jam. You're not buying it.
No, here's the thing, Jane, is I feel like what we're not talking about this story is actually a very important component of the story with regard to the driver. I don't know if you had heard about him. The driver is trying to, like, just, you know, pay his bills, pay his mortgage, do the thing, like, live in this world. But unfortunately, like a lot of people out in the world, they have to get more than one job. And this is his third job. People have said he really spread himself thin.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he was looking for a thrill. On Blueberry Hill.
Yeah, okay. Nope. I liked my joke better. I liked my joke better.
Fine, that's fine. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Yours was better.
Thank you.
It's a better punchline. Okay. yes, as we said, we have Beyond the Cheese coming up on Monday. We have a busy week next week, and then we're going on the road.
We're going on the road. With Todd Alba,
starting on Wednesday, we will be broadcasting live from the EAA Museum in Oshkosh. Mm-hmm. On Thursday, we're going to be in Butternut.
Butternut.
Very excited about that. And then excited also on Friday, we'll be in Hayward.
And I totally forgot to mention, if you are living in the Milwaukee area or southeastern Wisconsin, this Saturday, tomorrow, I will be doing a show at Comedy Sports called Laughing Liberally. It's stand-up. It's sketch. There's always an interview with a community leader.
Cool.
I've had Matthew Filipovich on the show before, and he's great. So it's a lot of fun. I believe it starts at 8 o'clock. Tickets are available, laughingliberallymke.com. But just, you know, show up. Come on out, and I'll be doing some stand-up. I forgot to talk about that.
Well, we could have talked about it before now.
I know, but, you know, we just did. We just talked about
it. Well, we'll put a link in the show notes as well if you would like more details. Just go to civicmedia.us, click on shows, go to Matt and Air on Air, and then we have an archive about 100 or so shows. More than you could possibly want.
Boy, sounds great from a second runner-up award-winning show.
And if you're going to be in the area next week when we're on the road in Oshkosh or Butternut or in Hayward, we would love to meet you. So hopefully you can come out and say hi.
And please send us your suggestions on where to go. Cafes, coffee shops.
Ice cream,
restaurants, record stores, pizza.
We're wide open.
Other places that serve food that Jane wants to eat. But yeah, let us know. JaneSays@civicmedia.us. Or just text us while we're on the air.
Yep, that works too. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It really does mean the world. We hope you find some joy over the weekend and you get the chance to share it. Keep it right here. We got news coming up next across the vast Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you Monday.
Listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by ZipRecruiter.
I'm Matt Piper. Two women are dead in a shooting at a Kentucky church. Kentucky State Police say that after shooting a state trooper in Lexington at an airport, the suspect ended up at a church where more people were shot. Witness Larissa McLaughlin on what she saw.
An officer pulling over a truck. The officer approached the vehicle and we went to pass them and heard shots fired as we went by and looked, and the officer stumbled back and into the street and fell down, and we sped to get help.
Police say the suspect is dead. The search for bodies in Texas is halted at the moment. It's due to heavy rain in the area. More than 160 people remain missing. CBS's Karen Waugh is in Kerrville.
More than 12,000 people have volunteered to help with reconstruction efforts in Kerr County since last week.
Just got to get out there and we